are at the end. The gang is spent. The words are spent. Ice is upon the wrists. And we who have been writing through NaNoWriMo are done. The clock has run out. Whatever we've got today is what we've got. And there's no going back. So let's find out. I have word reports from several people today, but only Kitty is joining me again because the end of November is just brutal for work for people, evidently.
Mm.
So, yeah, let's. So I'll start with the reports. Zero from Tori again, but she did say that she would show up for an after show tomorrow and talk about her experience because it evidently has had a big effect on her relationship with the whole idea of writing and stuff like that. So that'll be a good thing to hear about.
Oh, cool.
I heard from Dee Dee. Dee Dee had a good day today. She did 1,769, but unfortunately, that means she ended with 17,983 words. So she didn't quite make 20,000. How about you, Kitty? How did you do? Any words today?
No.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately not. I got caught up in marketing and ran some experiments from the marketing book and then kind of crashed.
Well, I guess that leaves me. I have never finished a NaNoWriMo successfully in my life, which is embarrassing. Because not only was the first time I ever started writing daily as a result of going to a NaNoWriMo write-in, where I met the founder of NaNoWriMo and talked shop with him for an hour and a half, and then attempted my first NaNoWriMo, but I've been running this podcast for 4 years, and for most of that, I've been writing daily, and in several of those months, I've done 2 books in a month, or a book and several short stories or whatnot, in spite of life having been utterly insane. You guys in the audience have heard a bit of how insane life has been, but you haven't even heard a tenth of it, I promise. So it's kind of embarrassing, which is why I decided to do this. This was something I needed to get off my back. I needed to put in the rearview mirror. I needed to be able to say, I have finished a NaNoWriMo successfully. Unfortunately, I did not finish my book. It's hard on trend to be a 75,000-word book. 50,000, whether I got there or not, was not going to do it because my stupid brain has lost its word count discipline in terms of story length. It just keeps trying to make things bigger.
Lost?
Yeah, lost. I used to be able to sit down and say, I want to write a 5,000-word story, and I'd do that, but...
No.
Having been...
I'm sorry. I've been with you all this time. I've been your publisher. You start a story, and a short story is almost always a novella.
Okay, that's true, but I can write to spec, and I have done a lot of that,
yes,
too. So this is writing to spec, and I've completely failed.
But you got 50,000, right?
Well, I needed to get... In order to clear my notes, I needed to get to 50,274.
Okay.
So that it was an honest win, and it wasn't just padded with notes at the end. And that meant I needed to do 4,228 words today.
Mm-hmm.
I did 4,424, which is 200 words more than I needed once
awesome.
You deduct the notes. So I fucking won.
Yay!
Oh, I was right up to the last minute doing it too, and it was painful. Probably good painful.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh boy. As a writer... I am out of shape, but hopefully this month has been a good training session because I got a lot of crap to write this winter, at least, well, I call it crap. Hopefully it's not crap.
It's not crap.
So, yeah, so I guess in the post-game show tomorrow night, which we'll record tomorrow night, anyway, on the night of the 1st, we'll talk about writing goals for the coming year and what, if anything, this changed about them for all of us.
Okay.
And stuff like that, because it certainly had an effect on mine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then starting the day after that, we're back to the regular everyday NaNoCast for a while, the Everyday Novelist, resuming normal service, answering your questions and having arguments over topics that you all propose. We've got enough questions to go for about 20 days, and this is holiday season, so if you guys can send in questions, comments, if you want to send in voice clips where you talk about your experience of NaNoWriMo this month, or even emails where you talk about your experience of NaNoWriMo this month, it would be really great to do to feature some of you and your progress in the show over the course of December. And yeah, so I guess we got to get back to business as usual around here, huh?
Yeah.
All right, anything else from you today, Kitty?
You know, I haven't written in the last 2 days, but that 1,000-word day a few days ago was kind of game-changing.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't the first time I got over 1,000 words, but no. Getting over 10,000 was a huge deal. And I think I've got a good story here, and I want to get back to it.
Excellent. Oh, I can't wait to be editing and publishing your stuff. That'll be fun. All righty. Well, we will see how it goes. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Be sure to join us tomorrow for the post show. And until then, we'll see ya.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.